Malcolm Kenyatta is poised to make history after winning the Democratic nomination for state representative in North Philadelphia during last week's primary. Given the city's Democratic registration edge, Kenyatta is favored to become the first openly gay legislator of color in Harrisburg. But he says voters are more concerned about the issues, not his sexual orientation, despite the homophobic attacks he endured during his campaign. Keystone Crossroads' Annette John Hall reports.
Malcolm Kenyatta dismissed the homophobic flyers plastered throughout his district on Election Day as petty politics. He says what voters really care about are quality candidates who speak about the issues that impact them, like higher wages, quality public schools, and affordable housing.
We have to pick the best candidate, not because of or in spite of how they worship, where they're from, or who they love. And I think that that is the clear, resounding message that came out of this election.
Black voters make up more than half of Kenyatta's district. He won it handily, despite the fact there has been less support for LGBTQ rights among African Americans. Only 39% of black voters favor gay marriage. Heath Fogg Davis is a political scientist at Temple. He says that number is up from 29% a decade ago. And he says Kenyatta's political agenda, coupled with his identity, reflects an intersectionality that speaks to black LGBTQ voters.
I think it was very politically savvy, but also I think it makes practical kind of moral sense to talk about the ways that these issues impact different members of the black community in different ways.
Kenyatta will take on Republican Milton Street, who ran unopposed, in the general election in November. Annette John Hall, Keystone Crossroads.